Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to chat and connect and talk about all the things.
I'm super excited to connect. And I actually want to start with a post from your Instagram that I absolutely love. So I'm going to read it. And then I kind of want you to go into it and feed into it who you are and this type of post I just like completely resonate with. So the post for all of our listeners is, here's the thing. If you continue to subscribe to hustle culture and the online industry's way of doing things to their standards, you will continuously and endlessly burn out. There is no way around it. If you want to not only survive in this industry, but thrive and sustain a big and beautiful career, you must define and be unwavering in your own definition of success. Beautiful. Mic drop. Incredible.
It is a bit of a mic drop.
Yeah, it is. It's a great
idea. Like, did I say that?
Yeah, I think that sometimes with my posts, I'm like, wow, where did that come from? And I, when we first connected, because we connected over Threads and I had a little stalk and I'm like, I love everything you stand for. And this is one of the posts that I saved. And I'm like, I definitely want to bring this up. So what has kind of brought you to this mic drop post that you made?
Oh, that's such a great question. Also, I love, this is the second podcast that I've been on where they've brought a piece of my content and been like, tell me what your thought process was when you were writing this. And I'm like, let's unpack this. Yeah. So this post, I mean, there's so much to it, but, a couple of months ago, so back in August, September, I hit a really serious season of burnout, like just like physically unwell, mentally unwell, emotionally unwell. And after 3.5 years in business, I seriously considered stepping away from full-time business. I had hit all of the milestones. I had done everything, you know, right, quote unquote, that they had, you know, told me that I should do. And I was wildly, wildly miserable. and I, you know, it was like the more that I did, the less I felt fulfilled and the less I felt like I was living in my capacity, but the more exhausted I felt. And it was just kind of this vicious cycle. And so obviously I did not leave my business, but it was a huge catalyst, to really begin to clarify what I wanted this experience to look like and really, really get clear on what success was going to be for me, because I had used, you know, hustle culture and the coaching industry and the highlight reel and all of the bullshit. I had used that as a standard for a really long time and it hadn't worked for me. Obviously there were the moments where like my ego was stroked and, you know, I hit 5-figure months, 6-figure years. And I felt, you know, for those brief couple of moments, like, okay, I've made it, right? And then felt myself kind of tumbling back down to the bottom, needing to prove myself all over again. And so over the last really 7 months, I've been kind of psychotically committed and like really, really passionate about this. Really, firstly, like the first 3 months, like I stopped showing up online. I really took time to clarify for myself. But now I've been really showing up and spreading this exact message of like, listen, if you want to keep using their standards, you can. It's completely up to you. If you want to keep subscribing to the shallow metrics and to the shallow milestones, like the choice is yours. But just know that it is going to be a vicious cycle of burnout, that you are going to forever feel like you are not good enough, which is the constant conversation I'm having with clients and women inside of this industry. And that the flip side of that is a world where you get to show up and you get to clarify what success looks like. You get to be radically clear on what leadership looks like and success looks like and impact looks like, but you have to live it and you have to live in integrity with it. And so, you know, for me, I think we like to tiptoe around sometimes what makes people successful and what doesn't, but this is very fucking clear for me. And so I think that kind of passion and kind of line in the sand energy is specifically with this post kind of comes from that. It comes from years of burnout, years of frustration, years of knowing that I want to be a leader. I want to create this impact. I want to have this experience, and always feeling like I wasn't quite getting it. And so that's a little brief background on kind of where that message has come from, how it relates to me, and why I'm so passionate and sassy about it when I show up online.
It's really interesting because one thing I also said to my clients is make sure you define what success is to you. And I think success is so different to so many people. And I resonate with your story because for the first couple, maybe 3 years of business, I also hit those milestones, those vanity metrics. I hit those five-figure months, six-figure business. And I had a discussion with my own mentor the other week about this. And I was like, I was happier hitting my first in business, my first $8,000 month than I was hitting my first $25,000 month. And I found that so interesting until I reflected on it. Like I was so much more grateful. I felt that I was having so much more fun and I felt that I was so much more freer in my business. And I was like, how funny that I was chasing this number that you're correct, the industry puts out and is like the standard. And I feel, and I really want to go into this, but you know, the standard in the industry. And then once I reached it, it was kind of like, okay, cool. Anyway, let's move on. And so in saying that, I know that you do a lot of leadership development with your clients, a lot of business development. So from August, September last year, is this is what you've kind of moved into? What was the focus before this? How has this created where you currently are?
Yeah, really quickly before I dive into that, I just want to like echo that experience. Like when I stepped into the online space, I was came from a sales career. I was already earning six figures. And so that number wasn't glamorized. It was just like, cool, I'm in a sales role. This is how much money I make. And that's why I wanted to make that money when I first stepped into this space. And that's why a lot of women want to make that money, because they're just like, oh, this is like what I want to live my lifestyle. And then you get wrapped up in the bullshit. And then you get wrapped up in, well, this coach is doing it. And I get to throw this term around and it means this thing about me. And it's so, it just means absolutely nothing. And this is why motivation is so incredibly important. But I just wanted to echo that. So yeah, what was I doing before this? I mean, I was doing something. The ironic thing is that this is what I always wanted to do. Like redefining success, really inviting people into sustainable ways of working. When I worked in my corporate role, so I worked in a sales role for like a Fortune 500 company. And I was really successful in my, you know, early and mid 20s. And I never subscribed to any of the kind of toxicity there. Like I was a top three performer, like within my first year of getting that role. And I would work like 32 hours a week. Like I wasn't a hustle girly. I wasn't like a girl boss. I just wanted to make money. I really didn't make it about my identity. But I saw everyone around me, specifically in sales, making so much of their outcomes about their identity and having no boundaries and having no life. And when I first stepped into the coaching world, I was a career coach. And I wanted to speak to people and help people kind of rebuild their careers in this, with this reframe around success and really, really working with like high achieving women around, you know, creating a new definition of what success looks like, not lowering the bar around excellence because it's intrinsic to who we are, but really recognizing that so much of the strain and the toxicity that we work in is like kind of put on by ourselves, like things that we grab and things that we claim like hang on to like give us value. And so the ironic thing is that I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to talk about the redefining of success and, you know, claiming your values and living in integrity. And, you know, when I stepped into this space, I just got so swept up with, well, okay, cool. So I'm a career coach, but you know, no one's just a career coach, then they're a mindset coach. And then they're not just a mindset coach, then they're a business coach. And then you're not just a business coach, because then you got to talk about money. And then you got to talk about this, and you got to help people make more money and all of these things. And as much as I can look back on the last, I've now been in business for over 4 years. But when I look over the last few years, like there's so much good. And I created so much cool shit. Like I look back and I'm like, how did I do that only a year in? Like so incredibly cool. But so much of what I created was inspired through scarcity. It was inspired through comparison. And it was really kind of in my zone of competence. It was like, I can do this. So I should do this. Right. And something that I didn't really take the time to clarify until very recently, which I know sounds so ridiculous, is my zone of genius. And like, what the fuck am I here to do? What am I here to say? If I don't want to feel like just another coach, if I don't want to feel like just another fucking girl on the internet with a few clickable links, what am I here to say? What makes me different? And that was really the coolest part about burnout and the coolest part about rock bottom, as horrible as it was. I just kind of had this moment of like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I doing here? What am I talking about? Like, am I really operating at kind of my highest, truest, purest, most potent level of leadership? And the answer was absolutely fucking not. And so in August, I mean, there's a whole long story there, but I ended up hiring this kind of coach psychic girl who was really, really wonderful. She's really, really cool. And I just did an intensive with her, and she kind of connects you to your guides, connects you to kind of your higher self. I hope people who aren't into that aren't too turned off by that. Cause I kind of, you know, walk the fence of like woo woo spirituality, but like I didn't need another coach to tell me the strategy. I knew how to build a successful business. I needed to like find my voice again. And I remember I sat down with her and we were having this conversation, and I had this voice pop into my head and it said, do you really just want to be a fucking coach on Instagram for the rest of your life? And I was like, oh God. Right. And so for the next like 2.5 months, 3 months, all I did was work on my vision and my message. I barely showed up online. I spent about 6 weeks offline, which is, as you know, as full-time entrepreneurs who run their businesses online, is unheard of and very scary. Let all of my client contracts kind of finish out, didn't re-sign anyone, and closed all of my containers and then completely rebuilt. So yeah, before this, it wasn't that I wasn't, you know, working with really rad clients or doing good work, but it was just this, again, this zone of competence, this, I can do it, so I should do it. And I was definitely expanding as a leader last year before I burnt out. Like I was playing with things and trying to switch things up. I really love programming and like building really cool, innovative coaching spaces. Like that's something I'm really passionate about, but it just wasn't clicking. Like it was such a struggle. It was coming from so much burnout and so much scarcity. And so, yeah, a lot of what I've stepped into in the last kind of 7 months has been this leadership development, has been this leadership coaching, has been this leadership expansion, going deeper. What are you here for? Right. And I find that so many coaches, so many service providers, so many creatives, I ask these questions and they don't have the answers, even though they've been successful, even though they've been in the industry for years. I'm like, I mean, I can't obviously have any, like, I can't judge them because I did the same fucking thing. And I think that this is kind of the nature of an industry where so many people are just in survival mode. We're just throwing spaghetti on the wall. We're just doing whatever it takes to make money. And now in my spaces, we take the time to go deep and we take the time to be like, okay, why the fuck am I here? And what the fuck am I here to do? So yeah, that was a very long answer to your very simple question.
I'm like, you can keep talking. I noticed that you use the phrase burnout and scarcity hand in hand. And I would like to understand where that has come from. And do you feel that they go hand in hand for most people? Mm.
Absolutely. Sorry. I'm just drinking.
Don't be sorry. Like a
gallon of water.
Hydrate.
absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I think that when we look at the reasons as to why we operate in burnout, why we continue in these cycles of overworking, over-delivering, attaching our identity to our work, having no boundaries, not investing in our life, not investing in our relationships, right? It all stems from scarcity. It stems from this idea that I'm not enough. It stems from this idea that it's not going to work. It stems from this idea that I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. You know, the comparison, you know, all, you know, obviously we have an industry that's growing bigger and bigger by the day. And I always say our industry is not oversaturated. If you are here and you have an original message and you have shit that you need to say and you want to do, we have plenty of room for you. But if you're just here to be another fucking coach and add more noise into this industry, then yeah, we're absolutely oversaturated. So you should be scared. Like, that's just the honest truth, right? So yeah, burnout and scarcity, they go hand in hand. Like, I find that, you know, we have really successful service providers in this industry who you look at and you would probably think they have it all together. They have it all together. They're making money. They're selling out launches. When in reality, they are in constant loops of burnout. They are constantly in the business. They have no boundaries. They have no life. They haven't had sex with their partner in fucking months. They don't work out. They don't see their friends, like nothing, right? So again, what is success? Is that successful? Does that feel successful to you? Right. You know, again, what is your definition? Who are you taking the definition from? Right. And so when I look at burnout and I look at healing from burnout, we have to really look at these things. We have to really look at these questions and go, okay, cool. So what am I being fueled by? Why do I show up every day? Why do I feel the need to work 7 days a week? Why do I feel the need to constantly over-deliver to my clients? Why do I feel the need to not have any boundaries? Why do I feel the need to show up online all the time, to be available and on social media all the fucking time? It's all through scarcity. You know, I laugh when I see people say, I just love working on the weekend. I just love working 7 days a week. I'm like, keep telling yourself that lie. Like, I'm not here to tell you what's true for you, but I've been there. And, you know, I love being on social media every single day. I love all these things. And I'm just like, okay, babes, sure. Tell me how you feel in 6 months. Tell me how you feel in 3 months. Tell me how you feel in 4 weeks. You know, I don't know about you, but I didn't become a coach, and I didn't create a business for it to become the only thing that I did and the only thing that I was. I created it to be a catalyst for more life and to do all of the things that I want to do and to be all of the things that I want to be. And so, yeah, burnout and scarcity go hand in hand.
I have been writing a few threads actually recently exploring this thing, and industry leaders, I would say, who are perceived to be making a lot of money, but are either constantly sick, calling it an energetic upgrade, which I'm so sick of, because no, you are just burnt out. You are just fucking tired. You haven't slept. And you're right, you have zero boundaries with your fucking clients. And also, just piggybacking off what you said, it's so true. Like, I created this to have more freedom into my life, to live my life. I don't respond to any DMs from like Friday morning onwards, because I'm like, no, I'm closed, can't be bothered. But you see a lot of these coaches, I agree, I call bullshit, but I used to be there like, yes, I love it so much, I'll work on the weekend. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You were just operating from the scarcity mindset. Now, for, let's say, both the women who are in business and women who have 9-to-5 careers, if they're kind of identifying with this and they go, I guess the first question, number one, how do you identify that you actually have burnout? And then number two, where do you start? If they're hearing this right now, they're like, okay, this is all well and good, and I'm feeling very motivated, and you would know as well as I do, you can get these dopamine hits and you want to change your life and do things differently. And then 5 minutes after this podcast, it's like, I'm going to scroll on TikTok for 3 hours. Where's some very tangible steps or things or processes that women or men, if they're listening to this, can really start to step into if they're like, fuck, this is me, I'm burnt the fuck out?
Yeah. You know, I think burnout is a spectrum. I don't think you have to be physically ill, or you have to be, you know, on the verge of having a mental breakdown. Like, I definitely don't think that that is the only thing that encapsulates burnout. I think my question would just be, are you enjoying how you're doing things? Like, do you enjoy the way that you show up every day inside of your business? Do you enjoy, a great question to ask is like, what is the relationship that you have with your business or that you have with your work, right? I think if we're being honest, you know, for those of us who have been in those seasons of burnout and who have had really unhealthy relationships with their business, there's a lot there. And when I look back August, September, I mean, all of the first half of last year, I was obsessed. I was consumed. All I wanted to do was like hack the system so that I could make more money and, you know, quote unquote, make more impact, right? Kind of putting this all, you know, on this spin, this positive spin. But it was all about me. It was my whole identity, right? And so if you're resonating with this, you know, regardless if you're fully there, if you fully feel totally consumed, or if you're just like, I don't really enjoy how I'm doing things right now, that's an invitation, right? I always, one of my main mottos and mantras in life is everything is an invitation. Every, you know, feeling of frustration, or I don't like this, or I do like this, right? So that's an invitation right there. And I think my first thing that I always tell people is, what are your values? If you are a leader in this space, or you claim to be a leader in this space, you better fucking know your values. You better know why you're here. You better know what is driving you. And if you don't know them, I want to really, really challenge you to set them, because we are going to default to the bullshit that we have been told our entire life, which is more, 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 which is show up more, work harder, do it again, do it again, do it again, keep proving yourself. And if you keep neglecting getting clear on your values and getting clear on your definition of what success is, your definition of what failure is, you will keep defaulting. You will keep defaulting to the industry, to hustle culture, to just the toxicity that is the world that we live in today. And so those are a few really simple, simple ways to start. I can share a resource that I have that can kind of help navigate them through some questions. But the first thing that I would just love to invite you in is that question. Am I enjoying the way that this is going? What is the relationship that I have with my work and my business? And then if you know that you don't enjoy it, start to look at like, okay, cool. What inspires my action, right? Okay, well, I'm comparing myself constantly and I'm always trying to keep up with the Joneses and da 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 da, right? And the second you start to clarify those values, something really, really cool happens. You start to go, okay, cool. So my values this year are sustainability and fulfillment and, I don't know, individuality. Let's just say those are your three. And you start to be able to make decisions based on those, right? I'm not saying that it's not difficult, that there's not moments where you're still not comparing, or you're still not, you know, being tempted, or you might fuck up and, you know, do something for the wrong reasons, but you have a guide to come back to. You have a compass to come back to, and you go, oh, wait a second. We're not doing that. We're not subscribing to that. We're not acting out of those places. We're acting from a place of sustainability, enjoyment, fulfillment, impact, right? It's just such, like, it's so simple. But it's so incredibly impactful once you practice it and you begin to live it more and more. So does that sound helpful?
Yeah, I love that. Big synchronicity. I've been doing lots of value work with my clients over the past month or so. And it's very interesting when I have these conversations, if it's not with my clients, with friends or other people, the resistance I see that people actually don't want to figure out what their values are, because I think they don't actually want to face that whatever they're actually doing and what's ever driving them isn't really in alignment with their true self, isn't really what they desire. And then we look at it and we kind of get afraid, and it's like, oh, well, that's confronting, because no, I do value X, Y, Z, but I'm not working towards it. Okay, I'm just going to ignore it. Do you see that a lot with coaches you've worked with people in the industry?
Yes. I personally don't believe in imposter syndrome. I don't believe it's real. I believe that your feelings of being a fraud and being an imposter are 9 out of 10 times an invitation to step into higher integrity with your values. I have never had a client, and I personally have never had an experience where I was experiencing imposter syndrome and there was not an opportunity to step the fuck up and live in higher integrity. Never. So, you know, I see it all of the time, this resistance to get clear. I literally had a client, just onboarded a new client today inside of one of my mentorships. And the first thing that we do is clarify values. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care yep. what you're here to do. We are clarifying the values. And I have this big, huge, ridiculous document that they fill out over 6 months. Like, that's how fucking big this is. And immediately she came back to me and she was like, oh, I always like struggle with this question. And I just said, spend some time with it. And I think that as coaches, and especially in the kind of growth world, the coaching world, the business coaching world, everyone wants instant results. Everybody wants to like have it be tidy and have it be done in 5 steps. And, you know, next week you're going to have the fucking clarity to do the thing and blah, blah, blah. This is supposed to take time. This is supposed to take time, and that's okay. It's going to be okay. I promise you. And that was something that I really had to integrate and learn and like be okay with last year when I healed from burnout. And I've started to get really clear. It took me probably 3 months.
3 months to really get clear, maybe even longer, even with the tinkering. And even now I'm still refining, going back and refining that message. But giving yourself time to get clear on who you are, why you're here, and the values that drive you is a non-negotiable if you want to be a leader in this space. Period. Like, and so I see people have resistance to it all of the time. And I see people, you know, kind of say like, yeah, I don't care about the milestones. I don't care about the industry. I don't care about da-da-da-da-da. And then we jump into session and they're like, I only made like 5K this month. Or I only made like, ooh, or it looked like this. Or, and I'm like, why? Like, I thought you didn't, I thought, right? And this is the beauty of clarity. Clarity is a catalyst, right? When you start to get really fucking clear on the kind of leader you want to be and how you want to make money and the values that you want to drive you to make that money, your world changes. This is why this work is so fucking cool. But yeah, major fucking resistance because these questions are huge. Like when I ask you, like, what kind of leader do you want to be? What do you want to be known for inside of the industry? What are your values? What are your goals based upon those values? What does success look like for you this year based upon those values, right? These are big fucking questions. They're meant to take time. They're meant to expand you and they're meant to feel sticky. So I think because people can't just get the answer in like 10 minutes, you know, they can't just like visualize it and then the answer is there, they feel really fucking uncomfortable. And to me, I say that is an excellent thing. Lean the fuck in.
Oh, you were speaking my language. That's one of the first things I do with my one-on-ones is get them to clarify their values because it's just so important. But I love, because I've never ever heard anyone else take this point of view on imposter syndrome. I have always thought over the past few years, I'm like, wait, am I just naive? Am I naive to imposter syndrome? Because everyone I speak to, clients, other coach friends, my friends, I'm experiencing imposter syndrome. I have this. And I'm like, fuck, I just don't resonate. And I'm like, is there something wrong with me? And I like, you said it. And I'm like, yeah, because every single time I start to feel something uncomfortable, I'm like, all right, where am I rising the fuck up? Where am I changing something in my life? Where does something need to shift because it's no longer in alignment with who I want to be, my values, my identity? And I've never, ever, so I love, you said that and I was like, goosebumps. I was like, no one else has ever seen imposter syndrome like that because yeah, sometimes I'd be like, wait, am I naive to this thing?
Honestly, like I'm just, I, you know, you go on threads or you see on Instagram and you see these coaches, these mindset coaches, and you know, obviously they're well-intended, but like, imposter syndrome isn't real. Like, I'm just going to say it. It's just not fucking real. Like, integrity is my number one value as a human, as a coach, as a business owner. And guess what? I never fucking feel like an imposter because I am always living in alignment with my number one value, which is integrity. Like, guys, you feel like a fraud because, and it's not even that, like, you know, obviously negative self-talk is a thing, talking, you know, having that inner voice that's negative. Of course we want to rewire those things. Of course you want to rework those things. But when we talk about imposter syndrome, when we talk about you feeling fraudulent about your vision or about the work that you want to do, right? This is an invitation for you to elevate your belief, for you to elevate your brain and the neural pathways inside of that brain, right? This is where the true work is, right? And this isn't just, oh, you're negative self-talk or, oh, you need to like affirmations, mantras, like, sure, you can throw that in there, but I guarantee you it's going to be more impactful is if you look and you try and find the truth inside of that, inside of those feelings. Where am I actually being called to expand? Where can I actually live in higher integrity with my vision and with the leader that I want to be? Okay, cool. If I was actually living in integrity with that, would I be feeling this? Absolutely not. Right. And so I love that. I love that we're on the same page because I have very rarely ever met anyone who, who agrees. So I love that. Soul sisters.
Me too. Yes. I love that. I want to kind of loop back on the same topic, but loop back to when you kind of took a hiatus from your business. What did you say? It was like for 6 weeks, which in the coaching industry and in this online business, that's a long bit of time to take off your business. Do you feel that part of that burnout for you was because number one, you weren't living in integrity, and number two, I would love for you to speak on purpose and your perspective.
Okay. What was the first question? Oh, burnout. Was I not living in integrity? Yeah. Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. I was one of those people who was like, the industry is so toxic, everyone's so shallow. And then I was just eating, like drinking the fucking Kool-Aid, like eating it up just like everybody else, right? So as much as I was sitting here and talking about you know, this is toxic, this is not right, this is whatever, we need to, I wasn't living it, I wasn't breathing it, I wasn't believing it, right? And for me, a lot of my burnout, like when I tell you I was consumed, I was consumed. I had no life. Mm-hmm. And I started my business in 2020, so, and I know a lot of people resonate with this, like people who started in 2020, 2021 in the midst of the pandemic, it was a really easy excuse to make business your life. And so I have, you know, all of the empathy in the world for that. However, you know, I always spoke about wanting to have this big and full life. I always spoke about wanting to, you know, have my business be the least interesting thing about me. Like, I love being a business owner, but like, it is not me and it is not the most important thing in my life, right? And that's like very almost taboo to say in this industry. It's like, no, your business is your baby. It's your life. But I'm like, right now it's sitting at like maybe four or five on my priority list and we're doing just fine. And I'm so much fucking happier for it. So yeah, last year when I really unpacked all of that burnout, I mean, I was just, when I tell you every front, every part of my life was being affected by my relationship with my business, my relationship with my partner, my relationship with my friends, my lack of community, the lack of standards that I held around my health and wellness. And just like, I just stopped setting goals anywhere but my business. Like, I was still working out like four times a week, but it was just, everything was just like, do it as fast as possible so you can just get back and work. So you can get back, like, and that sounds psychotic, but I know for a fact that, like, I mean, I can't throw numbers out here, but like, I would say a majority of our industry operates that way. I would say a majority of our industry, it has become perfectly normal for your business to be your life, for your business to be your entire identity. I saw a thread the other day and it was like, entrepreneurs, like, tap in, like, what do you do for hobbies? And the answers were fucking pathetic.
I think people, I saw, like, that thread. I think I saw it. Yeah. Yeah. It went pretty viral. Yeah.
I was literally like, what's happening? People were like,
I saw an answer saying creating content. I'm like, what?
Someone said, I go to the movies. I was like, do you go to the movies every fucking day, babe? Like, what are you saying? And it's like, this is a perfect example of our industry. Like, people have no fucking lives. And a lot of the work that I'm doing now and what I've moved into is like helping women create, you know, more sustainable businesses, but also like rebuild their fucking lives at the same time. And so, yes, like, we kind of went off on a piggyback there, but I was that everything was being affected by my life, by my business and the toxic relationship that I had with it. I was absolutely living in out of integrity with my values, which I hadn't fully clarified. Like, I had done a bit of work around my values, but like, I wasn't being fully guided by them. I wasn't living and breathing them. And I hadn't done the clarification work around leadership, around message, around vision. And so, yes, absolutely. My burnout was the byproduct of the lack of integrity that I had with, you know, my own beliefs, or the beliefs that I wanted to believe, at least. So, yeah.
I actually just want you to touch on, so listeners can kind of self-identify what was happening and share what you feel comfortable with. What was actually happening in your life outside of your business where you were like, all right, something, it's just, this isn't how I want my life to be.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We can go there. My relationship was literally falling apart. We literally almost, so I've been at this point, I had been with my partner for 7 years. We nearly walked away from each other. Like, that's, and obviously it takes two to tango. So I'm not going to fully take the blame for that. But because of the person I had become because of my business and just the patterns that I had fallen into, I had like abandoned my relationship. That's something that, like, we're going to therapy now, which has been fucking amazing, and happy to say we're in a much better place. But something that I like had to apologize for was like basically abandoning my partner for my business, which is like a whole other fucking thing that I'm sure we could have a whole episode on. So there was that. I was so incredibly lonely. So incredibly lonely. I had no community. I had a few really great friends, but now when I look back at the level of just intentionality that I was putting into those relationships. It was fucking pitiful. So I was so incredibly lonely, and I was playing the victim about everything, like about my relationship, about my community. No one gets it. No one, blah, 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 all these things. And then, like I said, I just stopped setting goals for everything else. So like in the gym, I've always loved working out. I've always loved wellness. I've always loved being active. I've always had really, really clear goals around, you know, what I want to do and the things that I want to accomplish. And I just stopped setting goals altogether when it came to my strength journey. I love like powerlifting. And that just stopped. I was just like working out aimlessly, but like never present, like always just rushing to the next thing. And that was what my life looked like. Like that was like, my life was my business. I was like traveling and going on trips just to prove that I was like this person. It was just, it was gross. It was really gross. It was really toxic. And then there was a period of time where I was so incredibly stressed out that I was covered in rashes. Like I had like a physical reaction to the amount of stress that I had built up inside of my business. That was more in 2022. And so I did some work around that in 2022, 2023, but it didn't change. Like I was less stressed, but it didn't change the way that I was showing up. So in terms of what my life looked like, that's a pretty clear picture of what was going on. Like I, you know, the irony was I was building this business, hitting these milestones, but like my life fucking sucked. I did not feel successful. I can tell you that much.
I get that. I resonate. That was me like a year and a half ago, where hitting all of these milestones and life looks great on paper. Life looked great on social media, but I was so fucking miserable. I was so tired. I was the same, you know, get in, get out of the gym. I came from the fitness industry, so I love working out. I love working on my body, but everything came second to my business. It was like you wake up, and you probably resonate, you wake up and you're just thinking about it. It's like, when can I get on my laptop? When can I start when making the next piece of content? When can I do this? When can I do that? And so the all consuming part. And if someone's listening right now, they're like, fuck, that is me, but I'm so scared. I'm still in the mindset that if I don't do this, I won't make money, or I won't be able to fund the lifestyle that I'm thinking of. How did you shift your mindset for that? How did you actually surrender to trusting, all right, I'm going to take this time off and I'm going to go within?
So I actually started applying for jobs. I was like so close to walking away. And it was actually in the interview process that I was like, actually, I'm like way too fucking smart and way too good at this to do this for someone else. And so the funny thing about interviewing for jobs is you have to get really clear on what you're good at. And that really invited me back into, okay, wait a second. Like, what am I good at? Like, oh yeah, I'm good at things. And so, you know, if you're resonating with this and you're like, yep, I'm consumed. Yep. Like, this is fucking miserable. This isn't working. Like, the irony is, guys, is this doesn't work. This doesn't make you more money. This doesn't make you more successful. That doesn't get you more clients. Like, you are so stressed and you're so consumed with your business that you aren't creative, right? You're not showing up like fresh and excited and connected, right? You're just in survival constantly. Every day is another day of survival, right? And so time was a really big part of this. And I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that you need to take time, but you do. And healing takes time, and that's okay. Like I said, answering these questions is meant to take time. And so, like, I saw someone post on Threads literally today. She was like, I'm, you know, having a bit of a rant, you know, getting vulnerable on Threads, which we love. But she was like, I'm so exhausted. It's so hard to find clients. I'm so broke. All of these things. First thing I thought was, then get a job. Stop putting all of this insane pressure on yourself to be something or do something that isn't sustainable, because financial instability is one of the hardest things to create through. If you do not feel safe in your actual life, and I mean like physically safe to pay your bills and be able to just like live, it will be very, very hard for you to build a business. So, and I know that that's like not a thing that we talk about in this industry, right? Most business coaches are going to tell you, create a little mini offer or do this or do that. Sure. You could also do that, but tell me why you're not getting a job. tell me why you're not getting a part-time barista job or consulting or getting a contract role. Tell me why. Tell me one good reason why, right? So, and the reason that I say that is because, like, I just want to invite you out of all of the stress. I want to invite you, like, it's a little circuit breaker, right? Like, how can you, and that's really what my 6 weeks off was. It was like a circuit breaker. I just literally, I didn't think about my business. It wasn't like I was in those 6 weeks, like stewing and healing and meditating. I didn't fucking journal. I didn't meditate. I didn't think about my business. I was interviewing for jobs. I was thinking like, okay, cool. Like, what do I want this next season of life to look like? I'm going to like be working, you know, whatever. And it was only in that space and in that detachment from the business and just in kind of that surrender of like, okay, this isn't my whole life. This doesn't define me. Cool. I'm going to let myself like look at my options where there was like real power. And the way that I really began to change my thought was through that clarity. So it was like, okay, cool. So obviously I was interviewing for jobs. That was a huge catalyst for me to be like, oh, I am good at things. Okay. Well, I don't want to work for someone else. I want to work for myself. Okay, cool. That's the clear invitation here. So then that's where this clarity really came in. And I really said, okay, cool. So if I don't want it to be like this, then what do I want it to be like? And I just started to think about it. I started to write about it. I actually ended up working with a good friend of mine who's also a copywriter. And we hung out for a couple of months. Like I paid her. I was like, hey, I want like you to help me find the words for what I'm trying to do. And if you've ever worked with a copywriter, it's so inspiring and it can like pull a lot out of you, which is really cool because they ask you like really great questions. And I just sat and I just began to clarify like, okay, like if this isn't going to be a constant cycle of burnout and misery, what is it going to be? And what do I want my relationship with my business to look like? And so much of what came up was like, I want my business to be like the third, fourth, fifth most important thing in my life. Mm-hmm. I want my friends and my partner to be so fucking important. I want to spend more time planning dinner parties than I do creating mm-hmm. content. These are the things that I love. I love food. I love cooking. I love being outside. I love connection. For those of you who are into human design, I'm a 4-6. And so like people are at the core of who I am. And that had completely dissipated in my life. That was gone. And so I just started to clarify like, okay, cool. If it doesn't look like this, and this is what I want it to look like, okay, cool. How can I take one step towards that today, this week? Right. I think that so much, and again, this comes back up to the conversation that we were having before. Like we're too scared to clarify. We're too scared to get really, really clear on what it is that we want. And guys, I'm here to promise you that you absolutely can have a successful business, a successful career your way based upon and driven by your values. I promise you, you can. The more I do this work, the more I work with women, the more I do this work for myself, the more I see the bullshit lies fall apart. That is hustle culture, that is toxicity, that is your work being the driving force of your value and your identity. It's bullshit, guys. It's bullshit. And not only can you create a successful business, but you can actually create a more successful business and you will feel so fucking clear and so connected and so embodied, you will create the best work of your life. Like I guarantee you. So this is why this conversation of burnout is so fucking cool, because burnout can be one of the greatest catalysts that you ever fucking experience, right? But you have to be willing to do the work, right? And so, you know, based off this question of like, how do I change this belief? How do I change these patterns one day at a time? But the first thing that you have to do is you have to get clear on what the alternative is, right? And for so many of us, we've been living in cycles of burnout and scarcity and survival for so long that might take some time. It might take some time to figure out what you want, and that's okay. That is absolutely okay. Sit with it, do the work, commit to it. And I promise you, you will find yourself in a new reality before you know it, right? Obviously, in the coaching industry, everything's like 2 weeks, one day, 5 seconds. And I'm telling you, this is going to take a couple of months, but it'll be the best fucking months. Like it'll be time well spent. So
I saw the funniest. No, I love that. I was like sinking in that was beautiful. I saw a funny thread the other day. I love threads. I feel it's like the platform we needed to help us all really find the voice that we lost over Instagram because of how we thought we should be. But I saw one and it was someone saying, basically quoting, oh, coaches who say they posted an offer and within an hour, you know, they've sold 50 spots, they're all of this. And the person was like, shut the fuck up. No, you have not. You have not. And I was like, that is so fucking true. Like, it's just crazy. And, you know, I'd be interested to hear, like, what do you think of the industry now? I feel there's been the past 2 years, it's been an interesting place to be. I feel that it's part of the reason why we're searching for more, but doing more at the same time. But I personally believe we're slowly coming out of it. And we're slow. Like, I started my business in 2019, so pre-pandemic. Mm. And I feel 2019 was such a sweet spot. There was barely any coaches. It wasn't really a thing. Yeah. Like, when I started, it wasn't really a thing. And then I came into it and I was like, this is beautiful. And everyone's just doing their own thing. And I think I've seen it evolve. And I'm like, it's fucking mayhem out here. So what do you think of the current industry, where it's been and where it's going? What are your predictions?
Yeah. Oh, my predictions. So I joined in 2020. I was very naive to the coaching industry. And I think, like you said, 2019, 2020, a bit of a sweet spot. It was very much very new. No one knew what a fucking coach was. I would tell my friends, I'm starting a coaching business. People are like, what are you doing? And actually, I had no clue what coaching was until 2018. I was like, soccer coach, basketball coach? What are we talking about here? Like, I literally had no clue. And so, yeah, it was a bit of a sweet spot. People were kind of buying things like hotcakes, like really, like it was really far easier to sell. Obviously, people were a lot more naive to what coaching was. I think even coaches didn't really know what coaching was at the time. And what I found happened last year was people got wise. People got smart. The coaching industry isn't this little bespoke small industry. Like, wellness is a trend now. It's all over fucking TikTok and social media. Everyone and their mom is a coach, right? So people have been burnt. People now understand what is entailed in a coaching offer. And I found, you know, even I felt this, and I know a lot of established coaches felt this, sales shifted. Like, things felt different in terms of how people bought, in the time that people took to buy, and lots of things. And I think that that's an excellent thing. I think that we should want people who are informed and people who aren't just willy-nilly investing into things, because as coaches, we know what happens when people do that. And when people buy like that, it isn't always great. And so, yeah, you kind of seen this evolution, right? From kind of like this, I mean, the coaching industry is the wild, wild west, but like the, you know, 2019 pre-pandemic, it's kind of this, you know, ooh, what is this? Okay, this is cool. Growth, personal development. And then you kind of get this like mainstream conversation going around wellness and mindset and, you know, the TikTokification of the coaching industry, which for better or worse has happened. And so now I agree with you. I think that we are dealing with a completely different client and a completely different consumer than we were when me and you started our businesses. Mm. People are educated. People have read books. People are online. People are researching. And what my biggest prediction is for the coaching industry in particular this year is that the generalist is out. Like, if you're just here to like be another coach because you want to make some money or you think it would be fun, you're going to have a really hard time surviving in this industry. And, you know, I think that this is why I'm so passionate about, you know, clarity as a catalyst, knowing your values and understanding what your brand of leadership is, and, you know, really being able to answer like, who the fuck are you and what are you here to do? Right. Because people aren't just going to buy from anybody anymore. And people want leaders, like real fucking leaders who have something to say, but who also walk their talk and aren't full of shit. Mm. And so those are just a few of my predictions. Like, I think like I have predictions around pricing, and, you know, we kind of saw this explosion of the coaching industry and people price at these crazy fucking numbers. Yeah. And you see people now lowering their prices. I lowered my prices a little bit. I think we're headed in the right direction. I think that as a whole, people are realizing like,
Yeah, that like we have to do better. And whether that's because they want to make more sales or not, I think regardless, it's good. It's good because coaches are stepping up. They're getting clear. And then honestly, the coaches who aren't surviving are leaving because like you can't survive in this industry unless you are clear, unless you are excellent. And that's how any industry should be. So yeah, I love the coaching industry. I think it's so incredible. I think the work that we do is so necessary in this world. But then there's also parts of it that obviously I fucking hate. And, you know, obviously collectively these moments, these relationships, us together doing things in different ways, holding higher standards, operating in, you know, more ethical ways. Like this is how we create new culture. So these conversations are really important, but yeah, that's a bit of my take on the coaching industry.
I agree. One of my goals for this year, one of my intentions was really to connect with more like-minded people, bring more people on the podcast to have conversations like this. I feel in the industry last year, there's lots of mean girl energy, and it didn't sit right with me. I felt like everyone was pitting against each other. And then I was like, you know, take me back to 2021. I was doing lots of collaborations. I was speaking to lots of people, not so much the podcast, but doing lives and workshops. And I was like, bring that back. I want that type of energy.
Yeah. I mean, it has gotten ugly. Like, I feel like every other day I see someone being like, this person copied me. This person took my framework. I actually dealt with a bit of copying. Was it earlier this year or end of last year? Yeah, it's interesting. The more that the industry grows and we have to raise the standard, it's really the only way. I mean, even for me this year, like I elevated all of like my contracts and making sure I'm on my shit on the legal front. Like, you know, this is what is like a part of me feels like for so many people having a coaching business felt like a hobby.
Yeah. Agreed.
It felt like a cool thing to put on social media or like I'm doing this thing now. And I think what's really non-negotiable, I mean, and it just sounds ridiculous to say because these are whole ass businesses that people run, but like taking your business seriously and showing up and treating it with like the way that you would treat any business. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the coaching industry kind of exists in this weird, like pseudo reality where we don't really feel like we have to do the same things that other industries do. And we don't have to hold the similar standards. And I'm like, why do we think that? Because we create content? Because we get our clients from Instagram? Like I'm like so confused by that mindset and that kind of just approach to being in a coaching business. And so thankfully I feel like that is really shifting. And the people who just kind of want to fuck around and treat it like this willy-nilly thing, or people who even want to be, you know, awful and steal other people's things. Like it's only a matter of time until you get outed. It's only a matter of time, like the industry is big enough and, you know, kind of conversate, especially with Threads now. I love the industry, but I also want to see it do better. And that's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And it's a big part of my message as well, just moving forward. So
I agree. I've loved this conversation. I feel it's been groundbreaking. I feel everyone that's listening is truly listening in divine timing and they're going to need this message. I have a range of questions that I ask. I pick one question from a range that I have each podcast guest. I'm looking at my questions. Okay. And I would love to ask you, okay, I think this would be a good one for you. If your story could inspire a fictional character in a book or a movie, what genre would it be and what kind of character would you envision?
Ah, okay. Can you read it again for me one more time?
If your story could inspire a fictional character in a book or a movie, what genre would it be and what kind of character would you envision?
So if my story was like made into a book, a movie. Okay. Yeah. Cool. What genre would it be and what kind of character do I envision?
This is a big question. I think it would honestly,
I feel like the right answer would be something really serious, but like, I just kind of want to live in like a comedy, like a rom-com comedy, lighthearted. Yeah. Like, I don't want, like, I obviously take my work very seriously and the work I do is fucking important. I love it. I'm excellent at what I do. I hold the highest standards. But like, I don't want to take life seriously, and I don't want to be stressed, and I don't want to fucking work all the time. And like, I really, really, really want to enjoy my life. And so I feel like it would be some kind of like a coming of age rom-com comedy, like the girl, she, what does she do? I'm trying to like, I think of like a real life character. I can't think of one right now, but yeah, like someone like, I just feel like women who don't take themselves too seriously and who can have like women who can relax, women who can be present. Like that is such a rarity in our world because of how much pressure women exist with. I mean, just the world that we live in. And so my tale would be a tale of like a woman really just learning to like have fun again and enjoy life. I think that that would be, that would really be the movie. And hopefully it would inspire others. But it would be a comedy.
Yes. Rom-com. I love a rom-com. Thank you so much, Alexa, for this incredible interview. I think it was great. Where can people find you, learn more about you? What's the best way of contact?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I love this conversation. Instagram is going to be the best way. That's where all my links are. That's where you can find out, join my newsletter, see how you can work with me, get all of the hot, spicy tea on what's happening in my world. And obviously, if you're on Threads, come and join us. Yeah. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to connect with you. I'm having like the best chats, like full on combos on there. So you don't even need a DM function because you just have these like beautiful conversations with people. It's so good. But yeah, just Instagram, Threads, come over, say hi. Please come say hi. I would love to meet you and know what you think about the episode.
Incredible. All of that will be in the show notes below. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Alexa.
Thank you.